The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shinema Dina Bat Sara. Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Rifuata Nefesh, Rifuata Guf, Rifuata, Romana Bovechin Yirason, Renomar, Amen. Daf Kuf Yud. Today's Daf is being studied. La'inu Nishmat Abraham Ben Esther. Shah Hashem Tanihiru Began Aiden, Amen. Today's Daf is being studied. Rifuah Shinema Dina Bat Sara, Enna Rifanada. רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף ורפואת הקרבה לבא וכן ירצון ולומר אמן. We begin today's daf on kuftet amud bet, and we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. We're in the sugya over here discussing the story of Korach ועדתו. So now the Gemara discusses דתן ואבירם. דתן, why was he called Datan? She'avar al Dat, because he went against the Dat. He went against Dat Moshe. He went against the chosen one, Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why it was called Datan, Melashon Dat. Aviram, she'ibed atzmo ma'asot teshuba. Aviram, he abandoned himself from making teshuba. He strengthened himself not to make teshuva. Abiram, lashon abir. Abir is strong. Okay, who else? Ve'on, that's on ben pelet. Sheyashav ba'aninut. He sat in sa'ar. Aninut is lashon sa'ar, and onen. Why do you have sa'ar? So that she says, as she says, "She'asa teshuva, as she'aya amem techila ba'itza." He made teshuva because originally Om ben Pelet was with them, so he was ba'aninut. He was mista'ir on the fact that he was with them. Now he made teshuva. Pelet Om ben Pelet, she'na'asu lo pela'ot. Miracles happened to him. The miracle was that he got saved, like the Gemara is going to explain. Ben Reuven. Or Bnei Reuben, it should say. Ben Shera'ah Vehevin. The son that saw and understood. That she says, Ra'ah Vehevin She'en Min Hagan Keshura. He saw that the way of Korach is not really straight. Pirish Mem, and he left him. Amarav On Ben Pelet, regarding On Ben Pelet, Ishto Hitzilato. His wife saved him. Amra le, may nafkalach minna. What are you benefiting? What are you gaining from this machloket? Imor rabba and talmida. Ve'imor rabba and talmida. Whoever wins the argument, if Moshe Rabbeinu wins, you're his talmid. If Korach wins, you're his talmid. So either way, you're still second fiddle. So what are you benefiting? Amar la, may abid. What do you want me to do? Havai be'itza, I'm already involved. Ve'ishtab'i li bahadayu, and I already swore to them that I'm with them, that if they call me, I'm going to go with them. So I gave my word. How am I going to get out of it? Amra le yadana dechula kinishta kedishtaninu. I know that the group, they're all kedushim, they're all religious people. Now she says, this is adat Korach, mind you. Kulam tzenu'im ve'kedushim. ולא יכנסו אליי אם אני פרועה. If my hair is uncovered, they won't even come into the area. כך, עדת קורח, this is talking about, they were so צנוע. תכתיב, כי כל העדה, כולם קדושים. אמרה לה, so she tells them, טוב, you go back, come back to the tent, דנה מצינה לך, I'll save you. אשקיטה חמרה, so she gave him wine to drink, ve'arvite, and he became inebriated, ve'achnite, and he went to sleep, gavai, inside, utbe al baba, So she went and she sat by the doorpost. The satarta limazia, and she uncovered her hair. So anybody that came to call On Ben Pelet, they saw Mrs. On Ben Pelet with her hair uncovered. Called the ata, whoever showed up, whoever came, hajia saw her. Hadar, and they retracted. They turned around. They don't want to see a lady with her hair uncovered. Adahaki v'ahaki iblihu lihu. In the interim, everybody got swallowed in the ground. So she saved them. Itita de Korah. The wife of Korah is the opposite. She incited Korah. Amra le haze mai ka'avid Moshe. Look what Moshe Rabbeinu is doing over here. Iyu ava malka. He made himself the king. Le achu shaviya kahana rabba. He made his brother Kohen Gadol. Libne achuhi shavinu segane de kahana. He made his nephews minor Kohanim. So he's taking all the positions for himself. Iatya teruma. Somebody wants to give teruma. Amar teve le kohen. So it's got to go to the kohen. That's teruma. Iatu ma'aser. So now he's talking about, he's taking all the money. Teruma goes to his brother. Then you got ma'aser. The shaklitu. Atun. Okay, so Ma'asir he gave to the Levim. Korach said Levi. Amar, havu had Ma'asir al Kohen. So he made a law and said what? And the Ma'asir, he showed that he gave the Levi, he's got to give a Ma'asir and a Ma'asir back to the Kohen. So he's taking a fig off all the Ma'asrot. The odd, the Gayiz lechu le mazaychu. He cut all your hair off. The law of the Levim was they have to cut all the hair off. All their facial hair, they cannot have any hair on their body. So he says, look what he did to you. He's making fun of you, Moshe. You're a Levi. He made you cut all your hair off. And he's mizalzel with you. Ki kufta. He's treating you like a piece of tsua. That's what kufta is. He looked at your hair. And he doesn't want you to be as handsome as he is. So therefore he cut your hair off. Amala ha'iunami ka'avid. But wait, Moshe Rabbeinu also cut his hair off. He's also Levi. So what are you talking about? He didn't do it to embarrass us. Moshe Rabbeinu did it himself. Amra le, kevan dechud lehu rebuta dideh. Since he's doing it for his own kavod. Amar iuname, he said, tamut nafshim pilishtim. It's like Shimshon. Shimshon was willing to kill all the pilishtim. Even though by killing all the Pilishtim, he was going to die himself. He said, I'll die with the Pilishtim. He said, as long as I kill the Pilishtim. So Moshe's doing the same thing. He'd rather disgrace himself a little in order to embarrass you also. Of course, the story of Shimshon didn't happen yet. It's an example of the Sevara. Yeah, he'd rather do it to himself to get you also. The Od, the Kamalechu, Avditu Techilta. And he told you to make a sesit with a tchelet, with the blue string, with the tchelet string. Right? Rashi says, Asu petit tchelet bedalet kanfot, a beged. So she says, Isa kadatak tchelta hashiva, mitzvah. If you tell me that tchelet is a big mitzvah, this string is blue, a pik gilimed tchelta, take a garment that's all blue. And put it over all the group that you have in the yeshiva. That's she. Apiku gilima de chilta. Kach lecha begadim shetechelet. Vechassinu lechu lemetivtach. Vechassinu lechu lemetivtach. Vechassinu lechu lemetivtach. On this it says, so make fun of the law of Moshe. On this is what it says. Chochmat nashim banta beta. The wise wife, she builds a house. Zu ishto shel On Ben Pelet. That's the wife of On Ben Pelet. Ve'ivelet. But an ivelet. Be'yadea te'arsinu. With her own hands, she destroys the house. Zu ishto shel Korach. So the house is dependent on the wife. She builds the house, she destroys the house. Ve'yakumu lifnei Moshe. So they rose against Moshe. ואנשים מבני ישראל 50 ו-200. And how many people joined with the group? 250. So it says, who are these people? מיוחדים שבעדה. Oh, these were the מיוחדים, the exclusive people in the עדה. These were special people. קריאי מועד. They're called קריאי מועד. שהיו יודעים לעבר שנים ולקבוע חודשים. They knew what they established the time. They were able to make the Rosh Chodashim, establish the holidays. That's a big hakamim. And Sheshem, men of stature. Shaya lahem shem bechol ha'olam. They were famous. That's what Korach was able to get in his group. Vayishma Moshe, vayipol al panav. Moshe had been heard what they were saying, and he fell on his face. Mashem u'ashama, what did he hear that he got all upset? So Rebbe says, Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonatan, שחשדו מאשת איש. All the men suspected משה רבנו ואשת איש. שנאמר, ויקנאו למשה במחנה. Every man made kinui to his wife and said, I don't want you to be secluded with משה רבנו. When he heard that, וישמע משה ויפול על פניו. What's the pshat over here? Couple of pshatim, simple pshat. Stam, they were come mekane. Or you could say, because when the men asked their wives for gold for the egel, they refused. When Moshe Rabbeinu asked them for gold for the mishkan, they acquiesced. So the men suspected, why are their wives giving the money to Moshe, and they don't give it to us? So they said, must be something's going on over here. So they made kinui on their wives, suspecting Moshe for eshet ish. That's one interpretation. Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak, melamed shekol echad ve'echad kinei et eshto m'moshe, shne'emar, u'moshe yikach ata ohel, ve'nata lo mechutz l'machane. Moshe Rabbeinu took his tent outside the machane. Why? Because he heard that the people were talking about him. So he didn't want them to suspect him. So he took his tent outside the Ma'anes. Nobody can say that Moshe Rabbeinu is doing anything inappropriate. Vayakom Moshe, vayelech el Datan v'Aviram. So Moshe Rabbeinu got up and he went to Datan v'Aviram to try to make peace with them. V'amar Reish Lakish, mikan she'em machzikim b'machloket. May we have a law that you're not allowed to hold on to the machloket. Which means Moshe Rabbeinu was mochel on his kavod. He went to Datan v'Aviram. They started. They embarrassed him. He went to them to try to make a peace. Don't stand on your principles. Just try to make the peace. In machzikim b'machloket. You don't hold on to the machloket. You try to break it. Damar Rav, kol machzik b'machloket. Anybody that is machzik machloket, anybody that persists in arg machloket, over belav, he transgresses a law ta'asen the Torah. Shre'emar ve'lo yiyye kekorach v'cha'adato. You're not allowed to be like Korach. That's a lav he's learning to give up. Don't be like Korach. What's Korach? Korach's a divisive man. Don't be like that. It's an interesting lav. You can learn the pasuk simply. Velo yiye ke Korach mecha'adato. You can say different. You can say, there was never going to be a machloket like Korach ba'adato. Velo yiye. We're never going to happen such a thing again. But the pasuk is they're learning it. No, it's a lot. Velo yiye. Don't be. Rav Asher Amar, ra'ui litztara. A person that's machzik b'machloket is worthy he should get leprosy. Keti v'acha b'yad Moshe lo. At the end of the story, what's the lashon? The pasuk says, זיכרון לבני ישראל למען אשר לא יהיה קרב איזר אשר לא מזרע ארון הוא להכתיר כתורת ולא יהיה כתוב על דואש כתוב אשר לביד משה לא ותמיד we don't listen nobody should be come an imposter to try to bring the כתורת on their own like God spoke to משה says כאשר דבר אשר ביד משה לא וכתיב ואתה מצאת בה למצורע וצאת בה משה רבנו ויומר השם לא God said to him או דבן ידיך בעיקר put your hand in your pocket. And was taking the Jewish people out of Egypt. And then when he took his hand out of his pocket, it was leprosy. It says the word lo. So lo, lo. Just like it says lo by Moshe with Sarah, it says lo by Korah. So it means whoever holds on to machloket is worthy to get leprosy. Amar Rabbi Yosef kol haholek al malchut bet David. Anybody that challenges the kingdom of David, ra'uy lahakishon nahash, he's worthy to be bitten by a snake. Ketiv ha'akav ve'yizbach Adoniyahu tzonu bakar umri im ebena zuchelet. Adoniyahu rebelled against Shlomo. Adoniyahu was the son of David. So he wanted to take the kingdom away from Shlomo. So he rebelled because God chose Shlomo. And what does it say? Ve'yizbach Adoniyahu tzonu bakar. Adoniyahu brought a korban. וכתיבתם עם חמד זוחלי עפר. זוחלי עפר are those that crawl on the ground. That's referring to snakes. Because it says עם אבן הזוחלת. And it says another pasuk, זוחלי עפר. So anybody that goes against the kingdom of David is worthy to get bitten by a snake. אמר רב חסדא, כל החולק על רבו כחולק על השכינה. Whoever argues on his rabbi, on the yeshiva, I think he's arguing on the Shekhinah Shun Emad, Batsotam al Hashem. Exactly. Korach, what does it say? He argued on God. He wasn't arguing on God, he was arguing on Moshe. But whoever argues on Moshe, which is the Rav, is like Cholek al Shekhinah. Amar Rav Chama b'Rabbi Chanina, Kol Ha'osem Meribah im Rabbo. Anybody that makes a fight with his rabbi, Meribah. Tegir v'katata, he speaks words against them. Ki oseh im ha-shekhinah, it's like he's speaking against Hashem, Shekhinah. Shene'emar, hema memiriba shelabu b'nei Yisrael, et Hashem. Again, the dispute, that was against God. Amar Rav Chanina bar Papa, kol ha-mitra'im al Rabbo. Anybody that complains. He says, ah, the rabbi's too mean, the rabbi's too tough. They complain about the rabbi. Kol ha-mitra'im al Rabbo. כאילו מתרעים על השכינה, it's like you're complaining on the שכינה. שנאמר, לא עלינו תלונותיכם כי אם על השם. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Your complaints are not on us. Your complaints are on God. Somebody that complains about the rabbi, it's like complaining to השם. אמר רבבו, כל המהרהר אחר רבו. He questions his rabbi, but he puts his rabbi under suspicion. כאילו מהרהר אחר השכינה. It's like he's מהרהר after the שכינה. שנאמר וידבר העם באלוהים ומשה. The people spoke about God and Moshe. They put God first, because anybody that speaks about the rabbi puts his rabbi in suspicion, it's like he's speaking about God. ברוך אתה אדוני, אני מקווה שהכל יהיה ברוך. גמרא קוצר פסוק, קהלת. עושר שמור לבעליו לרעתו. Sometimes there's money that's given to a person, but it's l'ra'ato. It's for his detriment. The money is not a blessing. Amar shtaki ze oshro shel Korach. That was Korach's money. He used the money got to his head. He had so much money, so therefore he rebelled against Moshe. Ve'et kol ha'yikum ashem raglehem. It says not only did he get buried in the ground, but ve'et kol ha'yikum. All the yikum got buried. What is yikum? אמר רבי אלעזר, זה ממונו של האדם, יקום is the money, שמעמידו על רגליו. יקום is the thing that makes you stand. The money gives the person יקום, gives them stability, gives them stature. So that's why it's called יקום. So not only did he get buried in the ground, but ואת כל היקום, all the money. ואמר רבי לוי, how much money did כל אחד? מסוי גימל מאות פרדות לבנות, he had 300 white mules, מפתחות של בית גנזיו של קורח. That was just to carry the keys to the vaults. 300 mules holding the keys. וכולהו אקלידי וקלפי דגילדה. And the keys were made up from, and the locks were made from leather, meaning they were light. And still he needed 300 mules to carry them. So it's like, how many? If it was heavier, like a metal key, so then you have less keys because it's heavy. So it was a light key, and still you had 300 carrying them. Amar Rav Chama b'Rabbi Chanina, Gimel Matmoniyot Itmin Yosef v'Mislayim. Yosef HaSadiq hid three treasures in Egypt. Ahat nidgalta leKorach, one Korach found. Ahat nidgalta leAntoninus bin Asvirus. Antoninus found one, or the Roman Caesar. Ahat genuza leTzadikim naatid labo. And one is still hidden for the Tzadikim naatid labo. Amar Rabbi Hanan, Korach lo min abilu'im velo min atzilufim. Korach was not from the ones that got swallowed in the ground, nor was he from the ones that got burnt. So what happened to him? Velo min abilu'im. How do we know he wasn't part of the ones that got swallowed? Dechtiv ve'et kol ha'adam asher leKorach. Kol ha'adam asher leKorach. All the people that belong to Korach. Velo Korach, but not Korach. Velo min atzilufim. Dechtiv ba'achol ha'esh 5200 ish. It says, yeah, the fire ate the 250 men. Ve'lo Korach, but not Korach. So how did he die? She says, Ela b'magifah mit. He died in the plague. Manita ta'ana, the writer says differently. Korach min ha-sirufim u min ha-bilu'im. He got both. He got the both punishments. He got burnt, and then he got swallowed. That she says, second column. Min ha-bilu'im, second line. U min ha-sirufim aya. Shenisrefa nishmato. First his nishama got burnt out, snuffed out. Vegufo veguf kayam, but his body stayed intact. After that happened to him, v'hakak nitgalgel ad makom ha-biluim. He rolled to the place where they got swallowed, to the three hole. V'nibla. And they got swallowed. Dechtiv. V'parashat pinaz. V'tibla otam ve'et korach imahim. Clearly. V'tibla otam ve'et korach. Tashi. Em gemara. من البلوعيم هذا من هو سوالو دختيف وتبلا أتام بيت كولح هذا هذا الرابع على النص بسوق هذا الرابع said he wasn't from the one that saw so he must learn the pasuk وتبلا أتام period بيت كولح and continues the pasuk but this rabbi learns the pasuk وتبلا أتام بيت كولح depends where you put the comma من السلوفين هذا من هو he was also burnt دختيف ואש יצאה מאת השם fire came out. Okay, he learns that when he ate the 250 people, the fire, Korach was with them. Because it says like this, Bendichtiv, Vatochel et ha-hamishim u-matayim ish mekribeh ketoret. And Korach was with the mekribeh ketoret. So he was part of the ones that brought the ketoret. Okay. Amarava, Bendichtiv, Shemesh, Yareyach amad zevula le'or chetzecha yehalechu. The sun and the moon stopped on their path, and they only traveled by the chetzim, by the arrows of God. What does this mean? Melamed she'alu shemesh ve'yareyach le'zevul. The sun and the moon, they rose up to the irakia called zevul. Amru lefanav rebonos shel olam, im ata oseh din leben Abraham netzeh. If you protect Moshe, we'll go shine ourselves. We'll go serve. The imlad lo nitze. But if not, we're protesting. We're going to go on strike. The sun and the moon went on strike for the kavod of Moshe. Ad shezarak b'hem chetzim. So what did God do? He shot arrows towards the sun and the moon. He got angry at them. Amad ha'en, b'chvodi lo mechitem. B'chvod basar v'adam mechitem. Every day, the goyim worship the sun and the moon, and they don't worship me. Then you never went on strike. Now all of a sudden, Basar Vadam Moshe Rabbeinu is in trouble. Now you're going on strike. You made a macha'a for a human being. You didn't make a macha'a for me. So he shot arrows at the sun as if to say, go. Go shine. Don't be like that. So what it says, Vaidana. When the sun heard that rebuke, the sun did not want to come out anymore. Because Korei Olam is right, of course. How come you're coming out if you're letting all the goyim serve you? So they heard the rebuke. So he says, today, the sun never wants to shine. Lo nefke ad demachule. God has to hit the sun every day. Go out, go out, go out. Otherwise, the sun won't come out because the people worship Avodah Zarah. Rashi says, Ve'idana, lo nefke ad demachule, shekak gazar lema makom, kak shemati. והעידנה לא נפקו מאחר שראו שהקפיד הקדוש ברוך הוא על שלום יחד לכבודו עד למחו דהו לא נפקי שחשו לכבודו של המקום הבני אדם שמשכם יושב שיהיה ליה. That's a pshat. After the son heard that Hashem is מקפיד on this, so it doesn't come out on it every day. אתה בורא על המאסטר כביכול הרד. דרש של הבא, מה ידכתיב? So Moshe Rabbeinu says, to create a creation in order to swallow Korah. Ve'im b'riyah yibra Hashem. What does it mean? Ve'im b'riyah, if there's a creation, God should create it. Ufatzata adama at piyah. Amar Moshe lefnechel baruch hu. Im b'riyah gehinam mutav. If gehinam is around already, b'riyah was created already, good, just put him in gehinam. Ve'im lav yibra Hashem. And if not, let God create Gehinnam now. If he means to create Gehinnam now, there's nothing new under the sun. What do you mean? Whatever was created in Shishmei Mimasa Bereshit, that's what it is. There's no new creation. So what does it mean to create Gehinnam now? To bring the gate of Gehinnam closer. Which is, if Gehinnam is around already, so if the door of Gehinnom is around here, good. So let them fall right into the door. But if not, Yibra, let Moram bring the door of Gehinnom closer to over here where we are, so he'll fall right into the gate of Gehinnom. As she says, the Krobe Petcha, she Yikrav Petcha Shel Gehinnom, V'Tavtach Ha'aretz Mekom Shehem. Let the Gehinnom open where they are. Okay, Gemara continues. Ovnei Korach Lo Metu. The sons of Korach didn't die. Tana, Meshum Rabbeinu. Amru, makom nitbatzed lehem b'gehinam, like a ledge came out of the Gehinam on the side, v'yezvu alav, and they were able to sit on it. They got saved. Ve'amru shira, and they sang a song to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That she says, nitbatzed melashon ir b'tzura etkin, lehon HaKadosh Baruch Hu makom gavoa shlo emiku kol kak b'gehinam ve'lo metu. They were able to climb out. Amar Rabba Barbar Chana, so now, Hada, one time, Avakazina Beurcha. Says I was walking on the road. Amru li Ahu Tay'a. There was a certain Arab. Tay'a. And she says, Suhail Ishmaili. He said, Ta ba'ave lecha bilu'ed Korach. Come, I'm going to show you where Korach is buried. She says, Makom shenibli'u Adat Korach. Azal, Hazat Reb Bez'e, Dava kanafi kitra minayu. So he saw two holes in the ground, that smoke. Smoke was coming out of the ground. Shakal Gibabad Amra. He took Gibabad Amra as like a wool. A pile of wool. Amshiye Maya, and he doused it in water. V'otve Beresh Rumche, and he put it at the tip of his spear. V'achlefe Atam, and he put it over the place where the fire where the smoke was. It was so hot that it got singed. So she wanted to show him how hot it was. Ambale Atzit told him, bend over. Ma shama'at, what do you hear? He heard them saying, Moshe v'torato emet v'hen badda'im. That Moshe and his Torah is emet, and we are a bunch of liars. Amar, so he told them, Kol taltin yomin mehadra lehu gehinam kebasa letoch kalachat. So the Arab told them, every 30 days, the gehinam flips them over like a piece of meat in a pot. Meaning they get burnt every 30 days. God, they come to this spot over here, and they get burnt. The Amre, Hachi, Moshe v'Torato emet, v'hem b'da'im. And they repeat, Moshe and his Torah is emet, v'hem b'da'im. And they're a bunch of liars. Okay, we move on. Dora Midbar, enam halek le'olam abba. So what do we say? Dora Midbar doesn't have olam abba. Taru Rabbanan, Dora Midbar enam halek le'olam abba shene emat. But Midbar is a yitamu, v'sham yamutu. Double language. Yitamu ba'olam azeh, v'sham yamutu ba'olam abba. Ve'omer, we have another pasuk. Asher nishbarati ba'api. God said, I swore in my anger, im yibu'un el minuhati, if they should come to my place of rest, which means they're not going to come to Olam Abba. God said, I swore, im yibu'un el minuhati. Tavir Rabbi Akiba, Rabbi Eliezer omer, ba'in hen Olam Abba. No, they're coming. Shnei emar, isfu li hasidai, kunete b'riti ale zabah. Who were the ones that made the brit with the Kadosh Baruch Hu that brought korbanot? That's the Bnei Sedor HaMidbar. Har Sinai, they brought korbanot. So it's for the Hasidai, God says. Gather me the Hasidai. And she says, Korite b'riti ale zabah, first column. Vanu Dor HaMidbar, shekartu b'rit shel makom ale zevachim ushlamim, dechtim vizbo zevachim shlamim. So they made a covenant with God. Ela mani mikayem asher nishbarti ba'api. Oh, well, here we have a pasuk of Tehillim that says, God said, I swore in anger, im yivu'un minuhati, not going to come to the minuah. So it says, be'api nishba'ati. So I made the shivu'ah b'cha'as, God says. I didn't make it when I was settled. V'chozlani bi, and therefore, I can retract. Meaning that be'api is the reason why it's not a shivu'ah. I wasn't settled when I made the shivu'ah. Ashti nishba'ati be'api. Be'api, v'chozlani bi. If for the bad, if for the good, he doesn't retract. Nishbati v'chozani bi, v'ainu asher nishbati ba'api, mipnei ka'asi nishbati, mitchalet ani, ani mitchalet. I mean, the api is the way to get out of it. That's the petach. אמנם בוודאי אין להבין את הפסוק כפשוטו, שהרי אין השם כעס, או שאר רגשות אנשים. Just to understand it, to make it מסתבר לאוזן, that's what it means. רבי יהושע מקורחה אומר, לא נאמר פסוק זה, אלא כנגד דורות הבאים. This פסוק is referring to the future generations. אספו לי חסידיי, גדם יהיו עוד החסידים, אלו הצדיקים. שבכל דור ודור קורתי בריתי אלו חנניה משבע עזריה שמסרו עצמם לתוך כביין האש כבשן האש they don't want a bad act לבוכן יצר צלם so they should they were willing to die for the covenant עלי זבח the ones that were willing to be slaughtered אלו רבי עקיבא וחבריו שמסרו עצמם לשחיטה right by the Romans על דברי תורה for the words of Torah רבי שמעון בנשי אומר, באים הם לעולם הבא. Another שיטה. דור המדבר is coming to עולם הבא. שנאמר, ופדויי השם ישובון, ובאו לסיון ברנה. דור המדבר שנפדו, ופדויי השם. Those are the ones that were redeemed from Egypt. ופדויי השם, the ones that were redeemed from Egypt, ישובון, they're going to come back. Come back, where are they going to go? ובאו לסיון ברנה. תשי. ופתוי השם אלו דור המדבר שנבדו ממצרים. אמר רבה ברבר חנן ברבי יוחנן, שפקי רבי עקיבא לחסידותי. רבי עקיבא always would find the benefit for the Jewish people. He would always give the Jewish people the benefit of the doubt. That was חסידות of the רבי עקיבא. But over here, all of a sudden, when he came to דור המדבר, he locked him out of עולם הבא. So רבי עקיבא left his חסידות, as she says, שנגיד לזכות את ישראל ואז שאתה מחייב לו דמה לעד דור המדבר אין למחלק למבא the Gemara is going to show later on where do you see the Rebbe Akiva was מלמד זכוף וכלי יסב you see the Rebbe Akiva over here he's incriminating us שנאמר הלוך וקראת באוזני ירושלים למור it says the פסוק זכרתי לך חסד נעורייך אהבת כנולותייך לכתך עליי במדבר בארץ לא זרועה. The pasuk of here is promising the people of Yerushalayim that even though they're going to get punished and they're going to go into galut because of their sins, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to destroy them. He's going to redeem them. Because why? Lechtech acharei b'midbar. Because your forefathers went into the midbar with tremendous amount of faith. That means the descendants of Dor HaMidbar are going to be redeemed because of Dor HaMidbar. ומה אחרים באים בזכותם הם עצמם לכל שכן, if others are going to be redeemed in their merit, they themselves, shouldn't they be redeemed on their own merit? רשי, שנאמר הלוק וקראת, כלומר, שהרי היה יכול לדרוש שיש להם חלק למבא, בשביל רבי עקיבא, he had this פסוק. If you wanted to, you couldn't learn from this פסוק, that דור המדבר has חלק לעולם הבא. But for whatever reason, he decided not to. The greater you are, the harder you fall. The great tzaddikim, they get judged on strictly. Better get him. That was the gezerah. That was the gezerah. They complained. They complained. No, they got punished for. They got this is for the chet of the Begirim. That's what God said. They're not going into Eretz Yisrael. And he made a swear. They're not going in at all. It's machloket. Aseret Hashevatim. We continue now. These are the 10 tribes. The 10 tribes were sent into exile by Sanhariv. Right? Aseret Hashevatim enam atidim nachzor. They're not coming out. That's it. Shnei Emar. וישליכם על ארץ אחרת כיום הזה. That's about the 10 tribes. They went to a different land. יהודה בנימין, they're all over there. Those are only 2 tribes that are still around. מה היום הולך ואינו חוזר? מה, זה כיום הזה. Just like today. When the day goes, it doesn't come back. אף הם, עשרת השבטים, הולכים ואינם חוזרים. רבי עקיבא, נעשה את השבטים. רבי אליעזר אומר, כיום הזה, מה יום מאפיל ומאיר? Just like the day, comes dark and then all of a sudden gets light, אף עשרת השבטים שאפלה להם, כך עתידה להעיר להם. Now it's dark, they're in גלות. They're going to come out of the גלות, to me like light. נשי, עשרת השבטים שהגלה סנחריב שנאמר, ואינחם, ובינחם בחלח ובחבור נעל גוזן לערי מדי. That's the places where they went. אין עתידים לעזור ממקום שגלו. עשינו גמרא ירמיה, חזירן ירמיה brought them back. לא שחזירן כל הלילים bring all them back, אלא מקסתם. שבא וישכים על ארץ אחרית כיום הזה, שכך כזה עליהם הקדוש ברוך הוא, שכיוון שעזובים את תורתו, since they left the Torah, the 10 tribes, מגלה אותם. כיום הזה, מה היום מאפיל בבוקר? Often, in the morning, it's a little dark. That's what it means. It's like the day. As the day goes on, it gets lighter and lighter and lighter, from dark to light. So to the 10 tribes. Or simple, at night it gets dark. Not the children and grandchildren. Some say they themselves not, but their descendants will. But the ones that themselves sin, they lost their chedek. V'yashlichem, mashma, shiyu kulam gulim b'makom echad, el eris acheret. Lainu asid the shivatim. That pasuk, v'yashlichem el eris acheret, the tribes. Shiglam sanchalim v'shom b'makom echad. And she says, sholichem nemidat afriki. By Africa somewhere. אבל בית השבטים לא גלו מקום אחד אז פזוק על הארצות ואז הוא אומר השריקה להם וכבסם. אוקיי, 2 tribes, I guess that was בנימין and יהודה. אוקיי, גם זה גמרא תענו רבנן, we have a בריאתה עשרת השבטים אין להם חלק לעולם הבא, no חלק. שנאמר ויתשם השם על אדמתם באף ובחמה ובכסף גדול. It says God abandoned them from their land with anger. ויתשם השם על אדמתם בעולם הזה וישליכם על ארץ אחרת בעולם הבא. דברי רבי עקיבא בשמעון בן יהודה איש כפר עכו אומר משום רבי שמעון, אם מעשיהם כיום הזה חוזרים ואם לאו אינם חוזרים, ואם לאו חוזרים. אם מעשיהם כיום הזה, if they keep on their ways like they're doing today, they got exiled. And I'm chozrim, they're not coming back. Vim la'abr, if they make teshuvah, chozrim. So it depends. Depends on teshuvah. Look at Rashi for a second. Bottom Rashi in the first column. V'itim mefarsh, as some explain, da'asirat shevatim elam chalek le'olam abba, haynu limot ha-mashiach, shlo yikablem mashiach m'shar galuyot. And Mashiach is not going to redeem them. The fish is supreme, beginut Eretz Yisrael. Could be they have Olam Abba, but it's not going to be redeemed by the Mashiach. Rabbi Shimon Omer, my kayom hazeh lomar lecha, im ma'aseim kayom hazeh, if they remain in their ways like today, lo yeh lem chalek Olam Abba. Ve'im lav, sheyachzeru b'tshuba, yachzeru gam hem megaluf yeshem chalek Olam Abba. Rabbi Omer, ba'im hem le'olam abba, da'asirat shevatim le'av olam abba, shnei emar, ve'ya ba'yamu yitaka b'shofar gadol, what does it say? Uba'u ha'ovdim בארץ אשור והנדעים בארץ מצרים ושתחו לה' הקדוש בירושלים. אוקיי, זאת אומרת, עובדים, מוזדו עובדים, השי, אלו עשרה שבטים ונדעים בארץ מצרים, אלו דור המדבר. זה היה פסוק, זה גטס מותן. דור המדבר as well. אמר רבה ברוך הוא חנה, אמר רבי יוחנן, שווקה, רבי עקיבא לחסידותי. Rabbi Akiva left his derech of giving the Jewish people the benefit of the doubt and speaking good, and instead, what did he do? He knocked out the shevatim from Olam Abba. Shnei Emar, Haloch lekarat et devarim ha'ele safona, ve'amarta shuva meshuva Yisrael. Neum Hashem, lo apil panai bechem ki hasid ani. Neum Hashem, lo etor le'olam. Clearly, the pasuk says, God says, I'm not going to hold my anger against you forever. Rabbi Akiva could use this pasuk to learn that the Shevatim are going to be forgiven. But he didn't. As she says, Shuvah Meshuvah, Shekol Yisra'atim Lachzor. Everyone's coming back. So Gemara says, my Hasidute, where do you see that Rabbi Akiva was Doresh for the benefit of the Jewish people? Where do you see that Hasidut? Netanya, Ketane Bene Rishai Yisrael, הם באים לעולם הבא, שנאמר, כי הנה היום בא בוער כתנור, והיו כל זדים וכל עושה לשעה קש, וניהת אותם היום הבא, אמר השם צבאות אשר לא יעזור, יעזוב, להם שורש וענף. Wow, not only are the רשעים going to get burnt, their little kids are going to get burnt also. Don't even make sense yet. שורש בעולם הזה. שורש is the root. Yeah, there's still a shortage, there's still a root, there's still them in the growing, the farim, the kids are babies. The anaf, the olam abba. The very Rabban Gamliel, well, so Rabban Gamliel says, not only the Shaim not getting to olam abba, but even their kids are not going. Uh-huh. She says, shortage ve anaf, that's the roots and the leaves. Elu banim ketanim shalem, they're little kids. Shortage ba olam azeh, shiyamutu nefalim. They're going to die young. So Rabbi Akiva, Rabban Gamliel is strict. That the Rasha'im, even their children, already abandoned. The Rasha'im for sure, the Chadush is the children. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ba'im him, the Olam Abba. Rabbi Akiva has defended them. No, the children of the Rasha'im, they're going to Olam Abba. Even though the fathers were the Rasha'im, they didn't make any sins. שנאמר, שומר פתאים השם, it's not their fault. פתי זה שוטה. God protects them. They have no doubt. What do you want from them? Their fathers were bad. They didn't do anything. So Gemara explains. שכן קוראים בחרכי הים לינוקה פתיה. שומר פתאים over here is God protects the children. Why? Because in Kerkei Hayam, in the overseas, how do they call a kid, a child? Patya. So Shomer Petaim. It's Melashon Patya. God protects the children. That even though they're the fathers of the Shaim, God's going to protect them. Ve'omer, and what does it say in the Pasuk of Daniel? Godu ilana, ve'habbeluhi, beram, Ikal shavshuhi bara'a shivuku. Go do idanaz, cut the tree down. But what? Beram, but ikal shavshuhi, the roots, bara'a shivuku. Leave it in the ground. Pazuk coming and say, even though we're going to knock the rasha out like the tree, but we're not going to destroy all his descendants. But Rabbi Akiva, the Ela Ma'ani became lo ya'azov them shorish ve'anaf. We go to the other pasuk that says God's not going to leave for them any remnant, any root, or any leaf. I mean, the kids are going to die even when they're young. Lo mitzvah ve'lo shelo yaniach lahem. Lo mitzvah ve'lo shiurim mitzvah. God's not going to leave them any mitzvot unpaid. All the mitzvot that they did in the Shaim, even the remnants of a mitzvah, small mitzvah, she says, lo mitzvah hamura ve lo mitzvah kala, not a stringent, not a light one. Hakol ye ma'avir mishlem shekaram altar. God's going to pay them off in this world, he's going to cash them out in this world. Why? So he can take them away from Olam Abba. That's what means, lo shodesh ve lo anaf. God's going to make sure that there's no zikut for them in Olam Abba. Devar acher, shodesh zu neshama. God's not going to leave for them not a shoresh or not an anaf. Shoresh zu neshama, the anaf, they are goof. The neshama normally is mekayim the body, just like the root is mekayim the tree. The pasuk says over here that these neshama are going to die, and the neshama is also going to be nichrat. So it's not talking about the children of the neshama according to this opinion. It's talking about the neshama himself. He's going to have a physical death and a spiritual death as well. As she says, Nezu neshama, she ma'amid et haguf keshoresh. The neshama is like a shoresh. She ma'amid ha'idan. Okay. Aval, but ketane b'nei rishai ovdei kochavim. But the children of the rishaim of the ovdei kochavim. Devrei hakol en ba'in ha'olam abba. Rashi says, "Dafka kamar rishay." That's only the shaim of the goyim. Tiyelu chasidei of the kochavim, but there's chasidim also by the goyim. But digiba, he kalaman damar hen atzman baim. Some say that chasidei omot olam yesh shemachal kama, but he kalaman damar enam baim. It's machloket. Kedamran, yashuv rishayim neshola kol goyim shchay Elohim. Mikan shenem chalak kama. Some say every goy, all the goyim are considered shchay Elohim. Amar b'yoshev v'chin emar v'chol goyim v'alon emar ela kol goyim shchay Elohim. Only ones that forgot God. But everybody agrees about the Neshaim. They don't go, their children don't go either. What's the source? Nafkale, he gets it from a pasuk in Yeshaya. V'te'abed kol zecher lamo. He's going to destroy any memory of them. Does she? Meve. תאבד כל זה כלם ונפקה, כלומר, לתנא דברייתא, ודנפקה לדברי הכל היא, תשוש וענה בבעיה ל, למור כדאית לה, למור כדאית לה. Good. So that's how we know לשעי עובדי כוכבים, at least, from this פסוק over here. Let's talk about the green, this פסוק. Itmar. קטן מהם מתי בא לעולם הבא. Okay, how old? What's the entrance? How old do you have to be to get to Olam Abba? What's the minimum age? Rabbi Hayav, Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi, Had Amar Mish'ash Nolad. That's it, once he's born. He's born, he dies, yes, to Hayadek. Had Amar Mish'ash Sipir. He's got to speak. Before he speaks, he doesn't get Olam Abba. Man Damar Mish'ash Nolad, Shneimar Yavo. ויגידו צדקתו לעם נולד כי עשה. They're going to come one day and they're going to give the praises of God the fact they were born. What's the siddaka that God does to a person from when he was born? יגידו צדקתו לעם נולד. What's the siddaka that he does from when he was born? עולם הבא. So you see the siddaka of עולם הבא is ready for when he's born. Rashi. No Rashi on this. Man Damar Mish'ash Sipir. But the Pasuk said from the time he starts to talk. תכתיב זרע יעבדנו יסופר לאדוני לדור. Right. Zera that speaks, they will come back to Tehayat HaMetim. Rashi, Zera Msupar, Ya'avdenu LaHashem LeDor VaDosh, Ya'azor Lo V'Yahyeh, they will come back. Guess what's a machloket? Right, the Gemara says, once the child starts to speak, you have to train him to Rashi, V'Lanu Moshe Murashah Kehilat Yaakov. So once already the first words that come out of his mouth, to Rashi V'Lanu Moshe, already he spoke some words of Torah. Once he speaks words of Torah, yes, Shacharek Adam Abba. Itmar. Now we have a third opinion. Levina Amar Mishash Nizra. Oh, from the time of conception. Tichtiv Zera Ya'abdennu. From the time that the Zera got into the mother's womb and was fertilized. Zera, he means a Zera. Doesn't say in Ubar. He's still Zera. Rashi, Mishash Sheneklat Zera B'Me'e Isha. That's it, from when the Zera went into the mother's womb. Afidu Epila Imo. Oho. Even a miscarriage. Doesn't matter. V'Nimche Yeshochadik La'ati Dikhtiv Zera Ya'avdenu. That's what says the Ketubot. Nevelati Yekumun. Nevelati, even if the baby becomes a Nevela, like comes disintegrated. Yekumun. Okay, that's a... That's a nechamat, a lady has a miscarriage. She shouldn't think she didn't do anything. She did a great chesed. She brought a soul to Olam Abba. That's even a bigger chesed than if she would have had the child. Because if she had the child, she has hana'ah from having the child. You have a pleasure from having the child. This is the ultimate chesed. Where you have no hana'ah from the child, and you have no pleasure except Tzar, that would have. She went through a pregnancy, she has the depression of having a mischild, of a miscarriage, all the tzarot that she's going through. But atid avoh, this child is in Gan Eden, is in Olam Abba. So you see what? They did a big chesed, like the Gemara says in Ketubot. That was Miriam. Miriam told Moshe Rabbeinu, Miriam told Amram, your gezerah is worse than Paro. Paro's gozer ba'olam hazeh. Because you're stopping the children from going to, once they're conceived, they go to Olam Abba.
It's a Zohar that these children are in Yeshiva Shel Milo, Rebono Shalom himself teaches them.
Okay, there you go. It's a private class, private tutoring. So you see, it's a big thing. That's what I'm saying. Last opinion. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Mishash Shenimol. From the time of Brit Milah. Dikhtiv, Ani Ani, Vechoveya min No'ar, Nasati Emecha, Afuna. David says, Ani Ani, I'm a poor man, meaning I'm nothing. However, Vechoveya, but my death is valuable. It says, "Vayigva vayasif el amav." The tzaddikim die. It says they are gathered to their nation. The nation is Olam Abba. Why? Why am I going to be zoket to Olam Abba? It says, "From the time nasati emecha, from the day that I start to carry your fear." And when is that? That's the day they have to beat me down. That's when the Yirat Shamayim is established on our flesh. Rashi. Ani v'goveya min no'ar, afal pi she'ani ani. Givi'ati hashuvah, my death is going to be a noble death. Givi'ah v'ra'uy lomar alay v'yigva v'yasif. They're going to be able to say on me v'yasif. I'm going to go to lomar. Shezokhe ani la'atid avok k'tzadikim. Shne'emar b'hem givi'ah. Omer atayim shah shenino se'emecha. The day that I accept your fear. U'pa'adecha. Afuna mitgalgelet. Meaning afuna meaning it. It rolls on me. ושכונה עליי, and dwells on me. והיינו מילה שבבשרנו, או שבבשרו, שאנו משמרים, and that's the key. Not only the ברית מילה. The day that we get the ברית מילה, שאנו משמרים, that we keep, באמתו של הקדוש ברוך הוא. אפונה לשון אופן. אופן זה כוויל. That the שכינה, או the ירד שמיים, rolls on us, comes on us, like a גלגל, like a wheel. What's that day? Brit Mila. Okay, I got one more opinion. Tana Mishum Rabbi Meir Mishal Shiyomar Amen. He's going to answer Amen once. Shneimar Petru Sharim VeYavo Goy Tzaddik. Open the gates. Let the Goy Tzaddik come in. Shomer Emunim. Al Tikre Shomer Emunim Ela Shomer Sheomer Amen. That's why the Rama writes in Kuf Chav Dalet. You should teach your kids when they're young to answer Amen. Because once they answer Amen, even once, according to this opinion, yes, them chalek le'olam abba. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen. Amen.